The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Look, this charade is about to end, is it not, Harley?
Well, it is. All that's left for the impeachment trial of the president is really political posturing. Tomorrow, both of the prosecution, if you will, and the defense, the Democrats and the Republicans, will have their final arguments, their closing arguments for the trial. On Tuesday, there will be speeches by members of both parties, and they're going to call that debate over the charges. Then on Tuesday evening, everybody takes a break so the president can make his State of the Union speech, which we understand will be an exercise in positivity and optimism. And then possibly on Wednesday, the Senate will vote, mostly on party lines, on impeachment, and the president will be acquitted. We know that. The only question really is, will any Democrats vote with the Republicans to put an end to the sham? That's really the question.
Yes. The important point to note here, though, this is where the Democrats think they've had a win, that President Trump, along with President Clinton, along with President Nixon, goes down in history as a president who has been impeached. And that, in other words, that's virtually the trial in the House. And then, of course, the Senate makes a judgment and he then is acquitted. But nonetheless, he remains an impeached president. How is this affecting the polls?
It hasn't affected them at all. As a matter of fact, the president's his highest ever. You know, he's at about 50%. 49%, I think, was the last number. You know, impeached is like indicted.
Yeah.
You can't charge a sitting president with a crime, so the only way to bring a charge against him is to impeach him,
yeah,
which is a fancy word for indict him.
Yeah.
And then the trial goes to the Senate,
yeah,
and they decided this wasn't worth the paper it was printed on,
no,
but they argued about it for a number of days, and they're going to throw it out.
Yeah.
That's where that is. But those details will get lost. They're right. I mean, Nancy Pelosi was right. He will be impeached forever.
That's correct.
She smiled as she said it.
You know? Well, now let's go to that lot, the Democrat Party. They're dead scared of Bernie Sanders.
Well, they sure are. I mean, because they know that against Donald Trump, he's probably got no chance. You know, Snowball's chance is probably much better than him if it's mid-July in this country. So, I mean, he's just, you know, Bernie Sanders is a problem because he could actually win. So what they've done, the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, has dramatically changed the criteria for participating in the primary debates after New Hampshire. And the obvious reason is to get Mike Bloomberg onto the debate stage. Mike Bloomberg, who will be the only candidate who is taking no money from anybody. He doesn't need public support. He's gotten billions and billions. He can outspend every other campaign, as he did when he ran for the mayorship of New York and bought, and many people said, bought the election. This is a big government liberal who told people in New York how big the soft drink ought to be that they can drink, and what temperature their house ought to be, and on it goes. So we're going to find out whether or not he can buy his way into the White House. Certainly he has already been able to buy his way onto the debate stage, and we'll see where that goes from
Well,
there.
I'll most probably be advertising like nothing on earth on the Super Bowl. So Super Bowl coming up in a couple of hours.
Yeah, just in a few hours. It's the NFL celebrating its 100th year. The Super Bowl is number 54. It's Kansas City Chiefs for the AFC, the American Football Conference, and the San Francisco 49ers for the National Conference. We always tell you, the commercials this year for 30 seconds, $5.6 million. A ticket to be at the game cost an average of $10,000. And you can see it better on television. They have slow motion replay.
All right, Harley, enjoy it. Enjoy it. I've got a couple of Super Bowl stories for you after the news, which is next.